T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today here? You've had a nice long weekend. You must have some positive stuff today.
I worked most of the weekend, just like you, but that's okay.
What?
I'm getting a little tired, bro. We're up against it here at the end of the season. But, all right, Novak Djokovic, who may be the greatest villain in all of sports.
Oh,
I
got to
tell you, you know how my thoughts on the vaccine and COVID and all that? I love Novak Djokovic. I just enjoy the way that he embraces this role of just being the worst villain possible. They're going to let him in. It looks like officially they're going to let him in to Australia here. He won his appeal, and I guess, you know, you bend the rules for the stars sometimes here, Joe.
There's no question about it. Somebody said, you know what? The guy's good for business. The next major he wins will make him, put him at number one all time, and it would be good if it happens in our country. Somebody said that. You're right.
Did I see Naomi Osaka withdrew from, like, there's like a pre-tournament or something that she is gonna play in the regular one, but
she got injured.
Yeah, because she said she had been off for a while and
she got injured. Yeah, you don't have to get on her; it's fine.
I'm not getting on her. I'm just mentioning it. I know you like to talk about tennis, so I just thought I'd bring it up. Another story you like to talk about. These are like tailor-made for you here.
What is it?
Klay Thompson made his return yesterday. Scored 17 points. Do you know how long he was off for?
2 years.
This was crazy. He was off for 31 months.
Came back and played. Wow.
Yeah, that's an insane amount of time here. And the last time he played was in those finals, Joe. He played in Game 6 of the 2019 finals. That was the last time he played.
If we just had him healthy, we would have won another championship.
That's right.
Damn it.
That's right.
By we, you mean the Warriors? Okay.
And Durant get hurt also in that same series?
Yeah. Come on, man. There's a little we in all of us.
Yeah, but you guys like to credit Kawhi Leonard with actually winning a championship for the Raptors. So.
Oh, he did. I mean, he did.
Nah, well, technically he did.
No, I mean, he did.
Technically.
Well,
he's
on a ring. And, yeah.
Yeah, he's the biggest reason they won it, yes.
Yeah, yes.
He's not the biggest reason they won it.
Yes, he is.
Those guys getting hurt was probably the biggest reason.
But he was still the best player on the team that won the championship.
He was the last guy standing.
Right.
We go to the NFL next here, and on top of the clown out that the Jaguars had on Sunday, I guess what they do is they sell sponsorships before the season, and every sponsor gets a game.
Right.
So one of the sponsors, roofclaim.com, was supposed to have the sponsorship for the last game of the season, which they pay like $600,000 a year. They pay a lot of money to do this, and the game that they were given was the clown game. So, needless to say, they have sued the Jaguars here trying to get out of this thing. And I guess once Urban Meyer was fired, they decided they wanted to end the sponsorship with the team. I don't know if that was because they loved Urban Meyer
because... Yeah, I don't know what that relationship was. You're right.
Yeah, or because they just thought it turned into a mess then. But they didn't want to be a part of the clown game, which is kind of silly if you ask me, because the clown game got more attention than any other Jaguars game all season.
Probably right, yeah.
My favorite highlight from the game, which doesn't – you can't play it on the radio because it doesn't sound good enough, but they were doing one of those in-stadium trivia games, and they brought up a woman – they asked the question, and they brought up like three player names, and she just goes, "See, fire Balky, the GM."
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was great.
Can you imagine how mad he was when he heard that, or his family heard that?
The guy sucks, but yeah, I could imagine.
How do they keep him? Speaking of GMs in trouble.
They can't, Joe. They can't.
How do you keep that?
He's gone.
What do you do with Jacksonville? Like,
start
all over. Nobody wants to be there.
Someone's going to take that job.
I can
tell
you.
That's a tough one, man.
You know what the owner wants to do? He wants to take that thing to London right now and get a fresh start.
That's right.
Take it. That's what he wants.
Yeah, no, that's what a lot of players want. They want to come out of college and go live in London.
Right.
Play in the NFL in London.
Yeah.
They're just dying to do that, right?
There's got to be a coordinator in Alabama that'll take that job as head coach soon.
What a joke. All right, let's jump into some of these games here, guys. The Lions and the Packers. Only bringing this up. I know the Packers weren't really trying here, but I bring this up because the Lions got their third win under Dan Campbell. Nice little scene there. Everyone, you know, Lions celebrating.
Listen. It drives everybody nuts. Like, what are we doing winning late in the year? Yeah. Let's wrap up the number one pick. And yet every one of those coaches come from the same school. They try to win every friggin' game, including the last one.
All right, Vikings and Bears. Vikings win 31-17. Only bringing this one up because you could have two coaches from that game end up getting the axe here.
Today's going to get a little ugly.
Today could be messy.
Yeah, today could get a little choppy.
I mean, everyone in Chicago has got to be blown out also, right? We're just waiting for, like, people to wake up this morning. Like, there's no way they keep their jobs past noon today.
Well, Fangio ain't going to be the last guy fired, that's for sure. We see it every year.
All right,
great game between the Steelers and Ravens yesterday. The Steelers win in overtime. I have two questions from that game. First off, do you guys like this Ben Roethlisberger story? I know he's got a checkered past, but it kind of felt good for him at the end, right? It's his last season. At least with Pittsburgh, and I thought it was a nice little send-off there. My second question to you guys is, what in the hell is CBS doing switching over to the Dolphin game when that game's, like, on the final plays? And then they even warned you that they were doing it, too, which is, like, even more of, like, a screw you.
Right.
Like, let's miss the beginning of the irrelevant Dolphin game and maybe, you know.
Yeah.
I know there's NFL rules and stuff, but they did. They did that. They announced that they were going to be switching over at like 4:23. They go, "Hey, we're going to switch over to the Dolphins game. You're pretty much screwed here."
I'm shocked the Steelers got in the playoffs. I'm not.
Me
gonna
too.
Lie. I just did not think they were going to. And by the way, congratulations. You get one game before the Chiefs put it on you.
Ravens finish 8-9.
Bad end for them.
How many games did Lamar end up missing? Here's a guy that's been staying really healthy, and this running has caught up to him, and he still doesn't have a contract. What the hell are you doing, man?
Bills and Jets. The Bills win the AFC East. They beat the Jets 27-10. That looks like a really cool atmosphere up there in Buffalo, man. All the players were getting the fans all riled up, and everyone seemed to be having a good old time over there.
They got a home game.
Yeah.
They do.
Good luck, Patriots.
Good
luck, Patriots. Patriots wanted Cincinnati. They didn't want to go up to Buffalo.
I don't know. Ben Volen came on with us last week, and he said that's what the Patriots want. They want to go to Buffalo. I don't know where Ben is on all this stuff, but
I don't know.
He seems. I can't tell. Does he like the Patriots? Does he hate them? Does he want them to lose? Like, I can't tell what he wants.
The answer is yes to all of them.
Yeah.
Every question you just answered.
All right, this was a good game yesterday, too. 49ers and the Rams. The 49ers win in overtime, get to 10-7, and make the playoffs. Very impressive.
They own the Rams. It's incredible. The 49ers, they were down 17 points, and they came back. Crazy. And now they get to play the Cowboys.
That's right.
Great games coming up, man. Can't wait to see.
They do have some good matchups. Six pretty good matchups.
All right, Bucs beat the Panthers 41-17. Brady sets and Gronk and all these guys. They're all set. Everyone's setting records here. And I ask you guys this. Do these records, like, what do they mean to you here? As we got an extra game. So did you see, like, there were all sorts of records that were set yesterday. It's like the sack record, the completion record, the catcher. Like, everything was getting, even the, like, Waddle set a record.
So you know what
yesterday.
I like?
So like, does it matter with an extra game?
I like when guys come out and go, look it, I understand. I played 17 games, so my stats going to be more than the old days of 16. But they're going to count. The records are going to count. It's going to 17 games. But, yeah, we're going to break – a lot of records are going to be broken. But I do like when these players today go, look at it. In fairness, it took me 17 games to do it. A lot of these players did it in 16. So I like that when guys make reference to the fact and they're aware of the fact that these records are being broken because they got an extra game.
Final game here. The Raiders beat the Chargers 35-32 in overtime to get into the playoffs. First things first, it is remarkable that the Raiders made the playoffs this year. Everything that they've gone through, that level of dysfunction and everything that happened there, absolutely incredible that they made the playoffs. The Chargers and Justin Herbert, they missed the playoffs. You know, I saw someone posted a bet ticket. They had Colts winning outright over the Jaguars, the Jaguars winning outright over the Colts, and they bet this game to end in a tie, which for $20 would have paid $10,000.
Wow.
You would have had both of those things happen.
You
but
know,
that game almost ended in a tie.
A 47-yard field goal. Man, you're right. And I was thinking, this thing's going to be a tie, and they're going to shake hands and go, hey, maybe we'll see you in the playoffs because we're both in.
And finally here, guys, I have can't finish Monday headlines without some memorabilia stuff here. We got a Tom Brady autographed rookie card that is hitting the auction block here. Expected to go, guys, for $2 million.
Wow.
Gosh.
Jeez.
Signature on the front with him in a Patriots away uniform. The back of the card has the stats when he was a quarterback at Michigan.
Man. These cards going for $2
million. Mint 25 will have the card if you're looking to get involved in the action here. And then in the memorabilia market here, we have a Babe Ruth handwritten contract. It's 100 years old and is expected to sell for $1 million.
A million bucks?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Ruth obviously has signed it.
A little Babe Ruth in your life, man.
Yeah.
What would you rather have?
Babe Ruth.
Would you rather have the Babe Ruth signed contract or would you rather have the Brady signed card?
What has more value? That's how I feel about it. That's
Brady.
What I want.
Well, the Brady one does now, but obviously Babe Ruth is not going to be signing anything anymore.
Is that right?
Thanks for letting us know that.
Is that a fact?
Well, that's how we have to look at it when we look at, you know, as memorabilia experts that we are now. Like Babe Ruth,
you are.
Babe Ruth will not be signing after games.
Have you
Brady
been calling
maybe.
These people?
Who?
Our friends over there in Cooper City.
You know what's funny? We get people almost daily that text in and they ask, like, what my favorite card place is. And I tell them, AA Mint Cards in Cooper City. We do need to get them on as a sponsor officially. That would be nice.
Will you keep working on a Woody?
I'm working
and
on
by
it.
By the way, while you're at it, I'm sure they got a job for you.
Well, I'm also looking for a job there, too.
You just want to be the guy that opens the packs. Like,
yeah,
you can be
I'm available for part-time work.
That was fun that day. If that could be your job, that'd be nice, even part-time.
Watched a very interesting piece on 60 Minutes yesterday about the labor market, job market, all that. And again, that's only because I couldn't find the remote and I didn't want to move.
Well.
Came on after the Dolphin game.
Right.
60 Minutes.
Yeah.
You know, with the clock. Tick, 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 tick.
Woody, I don't give a shit. Like, you're talking about, I don't care what you like.
Okay, I'm just telling you. Like,
there's
a lot of jobs
stuff
out there, according to that thing.
Well, good. You keep looking. Keep looking out there.
Joe, hey. You would have loved the end of last week, the texters that were absolutely just tearing Woody apart for his card talk. Oh, my God.
He can't.
Oh, my God.
He
okay.
Cannot, you can't get. He can't
no,
get
but there's a lot
with...
of people that do like it, and there's some that even think we should have a card show.
No, you want to do a card show now, Woody? Is that what you said?
The problem was I did get serious about it last week. There's only one person I know that has that level of pull to make that happen. And, you know, that person happened to be very ill last week. He's back.
He's back.
Who's that, Lynn? Well, it can't be Lynn because he ain't coming back. Zach's not coming back. Zach's scared of this stuff.
Right.
Anyway, listen, we got a lot more stuff to get to here. We've got the 8 o'clock hour.
Next to you. That's
yeah, nobody
sure.
wants to get next to me, right?
Everyone gave you a hug this morning when you came
in.
Yeah,
I know, man. Okay. A lot of people here making me feel good. All right, we got.
I did tell everyone you had,
we got to go to break.
You dropped from it, so they were excited to see you.
I'm fine, thank you. All right, not the first, won't be the last one to get it. It's
nope.
All right. It's all right. A lot of people came in here today and told me they got it over the holiday too.
Really?
Yeah.
Who told you that?
Everybody in kidding. Here. Oh, I thought you didn't know. Everybody that's in here. Apparently it went around. Hey, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up. Dave Hyde's going to join us in about 5 minutes from now. We'll talk to him. We'll take a quick break. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.